It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Ken Page, one of Broadway's most familiar character actors who lent his voice to Tim Burton's holiday film classic The Nightmare Before Christmas as the villainous Oogie Boogie, he passed away Monday. He was 70. He got a start in St. Louis Muni Theater before making his Broadway debut in the 1977 in the replacement cast for Cats. Stayed native St. Louis.
Wow, he was a young man. Fondbon. He's only 70 years old.
Yeah, that's young. Old. Died here at his home in St. Louis, but they haven't said what he died from, right?
I didn't see anything either.
He was in Les Mis this year, and then he was supposed to be in Waitress, and then he unexpectedly backed out of that.
So maybe it was something health-related that he'd been struggling with.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've got a couple more deaths for you. John Amos, the actor who... character in Good Time Roots and the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Kunta Kinte.
Lent to the 1970s a solid share of its too few portrayals of strong black men role models. He passed away in Los Angeles of natural causes. He was 84.
Was it McDougal's or McDowell?
McDowell's.
Wasn't it? Coming to America. That was one of my favorite roles for part. John Amos.
And he was in the second one,
He was
too.
In the second yeah. one, yeah. Yeah, he did such a great actor.
And then he and Norman Lear got into a fight, and so what'd they do on Good Times?
Killed him off.
Yep.
But then they worked later together, so.
Yeah. The final death was American Picker star Frank Fritz. He died after he suffered a stroke he suffered a stroke 2 years ago, and they think it had complications to do with that. So
I was sorry to hear that. I liked Frank.
Yeah, I did too. Didn't he have some sort of falling out with the other guy? Wasn't there some drama about that?
Well,
I used to watch that show on occasion.
I did too. I think he was just in poor health and had to kind of drop out.
I thought they ripped people off, though. They went to people's houses, said, I could sell this for 3 times what I'm going to give it to you.
Carl, that's everybody that does that, though.
That's business. Like, you're not going to buy it if you can't make a lot of money from it. It's not worth your while to haul it away and do whatever you need to do to it to get it back on the market. So I get that. Yeah.
But it was on TV doing that. So they were getting paid anyway.
Yeah, but they're going to visit people who are hoarders.
Yes.
Yeah, and they need to get rid of some stuff, right? And they were never going to get rid of it on their own.
Correct.
So it's a good thing they sold it to those guys.
All right, you've swayed me.
I know, I'm just saying.
I can be persuaded.
I found this a little bit interesting. It looked like Taylor Swift's streaming numbers have dropped significantly since endorsing Kamala Harris for president.
Ooh. She got booed last night at the hockey game.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When you played her music?
No, the organist played her music, but they did a this or that, and it was Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You had to pick one. They both got booed.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Maybe people are tired of it.
Well, it
already
might be trouble in paradise, because I know they're saying, Taylor's not been at the last couple Chiefs games.
Here's the thing, I don't want to hear about those two.
Okay. There you go.
I think that's fair, people are reacting to.
Okay, Ethan, move along. Sue's done.
Yeah, sorry, Sue. I'll just
wait really fast. Did you see a guy spent $4,000 to get a Taylor Swift guitar at an auction and then took a hammer to it right
that
in front of everybody
idea,
and bashed
right?
the whole thing in?
That'll show her.
They handed him the hammer and the guitar at the same time,
and he recorded the whole thing. Yep.
Do you want me to ruin that for you? They said the guitar's fake. It's not really a Taylor Swift guitar.
Ethan, how
but
dare you?
But didn't he pay $4,000 for it?
Yeah, I think it's
so
more of a donation for like, charity.
Sorry to ruin it. Yay for the charity, then.
Yeah. I think it was like Future Farmers, so there you go. It's Fat Bear Week. It's returned for its 10th anniversary, featuring brown bears from Brooks Rivers in Alaska's Katmai National Park. After a summer of feeding, the bears have reached their fattest for hibernation. The single elimination tournament starting today allows voters to choose the bear that best represent fatness and success. Vote for me.
I feel like it's Fat Bear Week for me because Mark brought in some delicious McDonald's and I scarfed that down and popcorn.
Yeah, I did.
We all did.
I did read, though, where there were either two different bear attacks this past week because these bears have to consume 20,000 calories a day or something to fatten up, and several of them have attacked the humans in the last week, like here, Wyoming or Montana, one of the two.
If you want to vote for your favorite bear, go to fatbearweek.org. It looks like CVS Health has announced that it is planning on laying off nearly 2,900 employees nationwide. That represents about 1% of its workforce. The good news, I guess, the job cuts are mainly will affect corporate roles and are a part of an effort to maintain company's peak performance.
I was going to say, are they going to have enough people to give all those COVID boosters they're pushing?
Okay,
it's a good question. It is a fair question. You have to get it from the pharmacist, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
But they're not firing them. They're firing the corporate people.
You need more people at the checkout line. That's what you need.
It looks like Stellantis announced a recall of over 200,000 Jeep plug-in hybrid models due to fire risk. Surprise, surprise. The recall affects 2020 and 2024 Jeep Wrangler 4XEs and 2022 through 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4XE models. It's about 5% of the vehicles potentially have a defect that would cause fires.
Watch out.
That seems bad.
Like, don't park them. Is this like one of they say, don't
they're
park
electric
them
ones.
Next I mean, to other cars?
Yeah.
That's scary.
20%?
There's so much we don't know.
5% of the vehicles.
Yeah. All right.
Looks like mortgage rates have reached their lowest levels in 2 years with the average 30 fixed year mortgage at 6.08%, down from 6.9% a week earlier. It's significantly lower than the 7.3% from a year ago.
I mean, moving in the right direction, but that's still high for people trying to get a mortgage. Yeah. That's a lot.
That should help, Sue, right?
Right.
Yeah. Couldn't hurt. That's for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.